Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Vaccine 411, the latest coronavirus vaccine information for January 11th, 2022. Free tests are coming for American citizens, perhaps just in time for you to not need them. Starting Saturday, private health insurers must cover up to 8 home COVID tests per month for people on their plans. Everyone else can submit receipts for reimbursement. This depends on your ability to find COVID tests. Later this month, the government is launching a website to start making 500 million at-home tests available via mail. We all kind of figured out this was true, but it's still a little shocking to hear the director of the CDC admit it. She said for the first time on CNN, the vaccines are no longer effective at preventing transmission of the virus. And not just Omicron, for Delta as well. She said the vaccines are doing very well, however, protecting against serious illness and death. A new reason to bless people who sneeze. An Imperial College London study found that high levels of T cells from the common cold can protect against COVID. A reminder, the common cold is a coronavirus. The findings could lead to more effective vaccines. The study did not say how long protection from these T cells lasts. Hospitals around the U.S. are letting more and more nurses and other workers currently infected with the coronavirus stay on the job. That's if they have only mild symptoms or none. It's a way to cope with staffing shortages. That doesn't completely go against the CDC, which says asymptomatic healthcare workers can go back to work after 7 days, but it can be sooner if there are staffing shortages. Is the Deltacron variant real or a myth, like the Loch Ness Monster? Our apologies if you believe in Nessie. Health experts are leaning on the side of dismissing reports of a fusion of Delta and Omicron, saying it's probably just an error during genetic sequencing, specifically the lab contamination of Omicron fragments in a Delta specimen. In the United States, cases were up 216%, deaths are up 17%, and hospitalizations are up 83% over 14 days. The 7-day average of new cases has been trending up since December 14th. The 5 states that had the most daily deaths per 100,000 are Delaware, Wyoming, Indiana, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. There are 18,945,427 active cases in the United States. The 5 areas with the greatest increase in hospitalizations per capita: the U.S. Virgin Islands 858%, Puerto Rico 429%, Louisiana 364%, Florida 300%, and Washington, D.C. 221%. The top 10 areas with the highest number of recent cases per capita, according to the New York Times: Miami-Dade, Florida, Teton, Wyoming, New York City, New York, Pitkin, Colorado, Nassau, New York, Passaic, New Jersey, Summit, Utah, Essex, New Jersey, Florida, Puerto Rico, and Rockland, New York. There have been at least 839,372 deaths in the U.S. recorded as COVID-related. The top 3 vaccinating states by percentage of population that's been fully vaccinated: Vermont at 77.9%, Rhode Island at 77.3%, and Maine at 76.8%. The bottom 3 vaccinating states are Wyoming at 47.7%, Mississippi at 48%, and Alabama at 48.2%. The percentage of the U.S. that's been fully vaccinated is 62.5%. Globally, cases were up 222% and deaths down 1% over 14 days, with the 7-day average trending up since October 15th. There are now over 44 million active cases around the world, at 44,476,625. The five countries with the most new cases: the United States, 565,042, France, 296,097, India, 180,438, Italy, 155,659, and the UK, 141,438. There have been at least 5,493,864 deaths reported as COVID-related worldwide. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Vaccine 411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the Vaccine 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.